Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Chronic Fatigue and Burnout Recovery Podcast. Today, I wanted to record a podcast talking about how you can work with me. For those of you listening to the podcast, you may not be interested in working with me, and obviously that's absolutely fine. But often I'm getting lots of messages, either through the website or social media or via email, asking lots and lots of questions about all the nitty gritty and all the details of potentially working with me, which I completely understand because your health is the most important thing to you. And you want to know if you're investing in working with someone that you're investing in the right person for you. So it would be absolutely normal and absolutely natural that you would have a lot of questions before you give someone your money, especially if you have chronic illness and your finance has been impacted. And especially if you've had unhelpful or unsupportive experiences working with someone in the past, there's naturally going to be some reservations about maybe like opening yourself up to working with someone new. Unfortunately, on my side, it can be quite time consuming to respond to all the questions and queries, especially when they don't lead anywhere. And that's no reflection on the people asking. It is literally just the nature of the beast. But I thought it would be really helpful to actually have a podcast I can refer people to where they can listen to me talk about all the options that they potentially have if they would like to work with me, and maybe just hear it explained in normal language, not having to read it on a sales page or on a website and kind of digest all the information. Because let's be honest, there actually is a lot of information when it comes down to understanding how the different ways that I work. So that's what this episode is all about. I have specifically timed this so that it should be going out at the end of December 2025. I know in my own journey, when it will come to the end of a year, beginning of a new year, it was always a time for self-reflection, and I would think about the year ahead and how I wanted to support myself. And it might be something that you're doing as well. You know, you could obviously be doing that at any time of the year. And therefore, you might want to just understand a little bit better about what your options are if you think that maybe you would like to work with me in the coming year or at any time. Obviously, this is being recorded in 2025, going into 2026, and it's possible that some of these details may change as time goes on. But these are offers that I've had available for the most part since 2021. I have been working in this way now for a good 4 years. Not a lot has changed apart from the membership, which I'll come into in the past 4 years. So, what I'm doing tends to work, which is why I keep on doing it. So it's unlikely that there'll be any major changes, but there might be a few small changes and there might be a change in pricing. I haven't increased my prices since 2021. And I also have, in some cases, reduced pricing to account for increases due to VAT. So if anything, I'm charging less than what I was 4 years ago. And at some point in time, that might need to be reevaluated and I may need to increase my prices as well. Although at the moment, I don't think that's going to be happening in the immediate future. Where I'd like to begin is just talking about how I work, because sometimes that can be a little bit confusing for people. Not everybody actually knows what I do and what my qualifications are. And although I don't really want to bore you with all of this, I think it's important just from understanding scope of practice. Whatever practitioner you're working with, they should be operating in their scope of practice and they should be doing things with you that they've been trained to do and are insured to do. I mean, I think that's really important. So my primary degree is a master's degree in personalized nutrition, with an honors degree in nutritional therapy and also an honors degree in human kinetics and ergonomics. That was my first degree I did in South Africa. And then also have an undergraduate degree in biochemistry. So I have a lot of qualifications. In addition to that, I've also done my functional medicine training with the Institute of Functional Medicine. And that's why I can call myself a functional medicine practitioner. Or perhaps you could call me a functional medicine nutritional practitioner or nutritional therapist. I'm not a medical doctor, which means I cannot prescribe medication. I will check for interactions with the medications that you're taking and your supplements. I can refer you back to your doctor to discuss interactions. I could maybe refer you back to your doctor to discuss medications you might like to try or medications you may want to taper off of, but I can't recommend or prescribe anything. And I think that's probably one of the key things that you need to know, and that includes hormone replacement therapy. I'm also trained in somatic experiencing. I've done all the training to be called a somatic experiencing practitioner, which is a 3-year program and also includes personal hours and mentorship hours as well. So that's something that I'm also trained in, alongside many other things such as coaching, neuro-linguistic programming. I've done a diploma in psychoneuroimmunology. I'm also trained as a personal trainer, a yoga teacher, a Pilates teacher. I've got many strings to my bow, and I think that's what really is supportive in terms of the way that I can work with my clients, because I can support on the nervous system side. I can support with the nutrition and functional medicine side, but I can also support with the movement side. Although I am really a fan of perhaps outsourcing that piece to somebody who specializes in working with people with chronic illness specifically, some of which I've mentioned perhaps in the past is Zoe from Actively Autoimmune. She's been on the podcast. And Julie Hunter, I believe her surname's Hunter, could have got that wrong, but she's movement for ME or movement with ME on Instagram. And they're really great movement coaches as well. But in terms of working with me, it's I always say I have a made-up job. I combine a lot of these different skills to offer really a very holistic and integrated approach to supporting my clients. Some of my clients focus very heavily on the nervous system side of things. Some of my clients focus very heavily on the functional medicine side of things, you know, diet, testing, supplements, all of that. And then very often there's a blend and an overlap. And I find the majority of people, there is an overlap with to a lesser extent, other people on the sides. And I have a very flexible way of working. So wherever you are on that spectrum, we tailor your support plan to support you in the best way possible. My goal, if you're working with me, is to help you succeed. And therefore, it's really important that I'm flexible to meet your system where it is, so we can help you move forward in the best way possible for you, your body, and your nervous system. So that's a little bit of an overview of how I work. Then in terms of actual offerings, how do you get on board and how do you actually engage in this process? So I've got 3 main offerings which I would like to talk you through. I'm going to go from highest price point to lowest price point, just because it will help to contextualize some of the other aspects. And so highest price point is to work with me in my 6-month package. I call this a 6-month package. Realistically, some people take a year to work through the package. Some people take 7 months. Some people take 9 months. So again, that's where the flexibility comes in. The 6 months is a guide, but really it's about a fulfillment of the sessions that are included in the package. So the first step in the package is onboarding. And onboarding is a very time-intensive process for me. And what it requires from you is you have to tell me all about yourself. And that starts with a form that you complete where you tell me all about your symptoms, your diet, your lifestyle, pacing, and all the different ways you're supporting yourself already, medications, diagnoses, supplements. And you can also send me copies of testing that you've done in the past that might be useful for me to review. So I spend a good chunk of time going through all of that before we have our first consultation. And then the first consultation is working through that information together, just filling any blanks, me asking follow-up questions, just kind of making sure that we've gathered a really good sense of the case. And once we've usually got to the end of that initial consultation, as a practitioner, I'm usually very clear, probably even before we speak, about where we're going to start. But that initial consultation is just sort of testing the waters, so to speak, and just checking that my hypothesis feels appropriate once we get into conversation. So at the end of the initial consultation, I will do explanations and I'll explain the mechanisms which might be specific to you, which are contributing to your fatigue experience, whatever that looks like for you. And then more importantly, what we're going to do about it. That consultation is usually an hour and a half if you don't have the mental capacity for a call of that length. There are ways that we can shorten it and work around it, but at least probably need to have you for 45 minutes. So then what happens is you leave that consultation, you go probably have a rest, and I spend the rest of the day writing up a report for you. And the report that I write probably is, in some ways, it's just as much for me as it is for you. It's an opportunity to document the case, document the strategy, so we have something that we'll continue to refer back to. It kind of acts as the outline or the roadmap of what we're going to be working through for the next 6 months, granted that it might change as different elements come in. Maybe we do some testing, we get some more information, things that we thought were happening aren't happening, but something else is happening. So again, flexibility is absolutely key. But I'll spend the whole day, I dedicate a whole day to taking a new client on. So I'll spend the whole day with you initially on the call and then writing that up, and then I'll send it to you and then give you a week to process it, because it's going to be a lot of information. You're going to really want to think through it get everything into your head and make sure that this feels good to you, and think about what other questions you might have. Then we'll book another call a week later or a couple of weeks later if you feel like you need a little bit more time. And that's where we kind of just hash it out. You've had the opportunity to process what I'm recommending, what I'm suggesting. And then we'll get a little bit more clear on actions. So agreeing what tests you might do, what supplements you might take, what dietary changes you're going to make, anything else that we're sort of working on at that point in time, we'll iron that out. So you have a really clear strategy and you know exactly what you need to do for the month ahead. Why this is really important is many people with chronic illness, they're unclear. They're not really sure what they should be doing. And it can sometimes be a little bit of guesswork or throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it will stick. And that actually keeps the nervous system in a state of dysregulation, because they're questioning, have I got all the information? Am I missing something? They start seeing things online and then wondering if they should or shouldn't be doing it. They start researching. They maybe start ordering supplements. And you can waste a lot of time, energy, and money trying to settle the system, which is unclear. By having a big picture overview and a very clear, simple set strategy, which feels manageable to your nervous system, then that will create a much greater sense of safety, and you can save a lot of time, energy, and potentially money by just staying focused on the strategy that I've given you instead of looking all over the place and feeling like you still have to work it all out yourself. And that's one of the benefits that my clients have reflected back to me, is that there's really a sense of peace in knowing what you need to do and just focusing on following the plan. So that's the initial intake process. After that, I tend to work flexibly, but how the 6 month package is set up is then it would look like a monthly follow-up call every month for the next 6 months. So you have two calls, which are intake, and then a further six follow-ups. Now, those follow-ups, if you're just working with me in the functional medicine realms, we're you know, discussing test results, we're adjusting the plan, we're tracking symptoms, we're tracking progress, we're layering on different elements which are specific to you. What individuals can also do is they can also include some one-on-one somatic work in that process as well. And this is what I call the flexible option. And the flexible option is where you have the opportunity to mix and match between somatic sessions and then functional medicine sessions, or what I sometimes call practical sessions. So this is where it can get a little bit confusing for people, so please bear with. But if you have 6 functional medicine follow-ups, the somatic equivalent is 12, because the time I spend on a functional medicine case is a lot more than the time I spend on a somatic case. When I work with functional medicine, there's I have to do a lot more note-taking, report writing, documenting, etc., whereas the somatic session is just the session. So if you've got 6 follow-ups functional medicine, you could switch some of those mixing and matching. So say we need 2 of those follow-ups to maybe discuss some results and have a more in-depth conversation, that might mean you've got 4 times 2, which is 8 somatic sessions to use as well. And what's working really well for clients is once the practical side is up and running, we have our somatic session, but we maybe would spend like 15, maximum usually 20 minutes of that somatic session just touching base on the physical pieces. There might be little tweaks and adjustments and just checking in that needs to happen. And then the rest of the session is somatic. So the remaining 40 minutes of the session is somatic. And this is what I'm seeing in practice seems to be working the best for clients. Because sometimes, especially if your system is sensitive, it can take some time to make changes. Changes need to be made slowly. And we don't need a whole hour-long appointment to review that, to discuss that, to make the next little change in the process. But we do need some time to talk it through. And what's so much more beneficial is having that ongoing somatic support for your nervous system alongside the physical changes that you're making. And then we can have more touch points. You can feel there's not a pressure. You can work at your own pace. And that's a really, really fantastic way to move the needle forward on your case. So that is the flexible option. And this is where, you know, sometimes things can take a bit longer. As I said, it's a 6-month process, but it really depends on the use of the sessions. So sometimes as I work with people and they're actually doing really well, we stretch sessions out. We might have 6 weeks before we speak again, or even 8 weeks before we speak again, because we just need to give the process more time. And in between that, I am available on email. Email support obviously can't replace consultation face-to-face support, but I am there to support you with little tweaks, little adjustments. If you know supplements you need to order is out of stock, what do you change it to? If you've had a reaction to something, what should you do? Those types of things I am available online. So that is an overview of the 6-month option. Usually, I would say people who choose that option are also going to do functional tests. Functional tests are just the norm for me. I mean, I've been working with functional tests since I did my training back in 2008. So for me, I actually had this experience the other day on Instagram where someone was saying she'd done all these different tests and nothing had come up. But they were all your traditional medical tests you would get through your GP. No investigations in the functional realms. And I think this person was feeling really disheartened that she sort of reached the end of the road in terms of the testing investigation. And I was like, no, you're literally just getting started. There is so much you can do with functional testing. I have done a couple of episodes already on the podcast talking about functional testing, but those that I find most useful in practice would be stool testing, nutritional testing like the Nutrival or Metabolomics, and also testing for mold, mycotoxins, and organic acids testing, looking at infections like fungal and yeast infections and bacterial infections as well. So if you're going to invest in the 6-month option, unfortunately, you also would probably have to be prepared to invest in some functional testing. The tests that I just listed range between 200 and 500 pounds. So it is, yes, an additional expense on top of the consultation fees, but it is worth it to make the most of your time working with myself. Most of my clients will do at least one test. Some of them will do two. I'd say probably on average, most people do two. Some people will do three. Depending on your personality type, you might want to have a budget for retesting. And I'd probably suggest only one retest in a 6 month time frame, if that. So that's something else to factor in. And the pricing for the different tests is on my website. I won't list it all off here because these prices are also subject to change. So that is the 6 month option. Investment for the 6 months is £3,000 plus VAT, which brings it to £3,600. If you don't understand VAT, if you're living in a different country. Yes, I work with people internationally. I have got clients all over the world. You're very welcome to work with me if you live in a different country. The only thing that is a barrier is time zone compatibility. I have set working hours, which is generally first consultation at the earliest is 9 a.m. Last consultation at the very latest is 3 p.m. because that's 3 to 4 my time. And then I still have to write everything up. So that's 4 to 5. So if you can fit within my working hours, then I'm very happy to work with you. Sometimes it can be a little bit more tricky organizing testing for international clients, but we've always managed to find a way around. I've managed to get test kits to Australia and Singapore and Europe. USA is very easy. Canada is very easy. So it just depends on where you are in the world. I don't work with children, unfortunately. I do sometimes get inquiries about working with children. I just think that children have very special needs. They're not just smaller adults. And therefore, it's better to work with somebody who has experience working with children. I would prefer to work with people 18 plus. In some cases, I'm open to collaborating with a parent of an older child, like for example, 16, 17, 18, but it's not something I have a huge amount of experience with. So it's worth reaching out to discuss the case with me. On which note is if you are really liking everything that I've said, but you do feel like you need to have a conversation to make sure this is right for you, there is an application on my website. So that will also, that's a kind of the first step in sort of screening for fitness for us to work together. That application, if it goes through, then will redirect you to my calendar, and then you can book in for a 30-minute chat before you make any big commitments. So that is the process there. Moving on to the second option, which is the roadmap. So the roadmap mimics the intake process for the 6 month package. The way I start a client off, whether they're doing the 6 month package or the roadmap, is exactly the same. It's the intake forms, my preparation, the initial consultation, the report, and then a second consultation to review the report together and decide on next steps. So the roadmap, after we've completed the roadmap, then you have the option to either you could upgrade to the 6 month process and we just charge you the difference price-wise, or you could, depending on the nature of your case, some people work very slowly, some people work very independently and they don't need a lot of hand-holding. You can do drop-in sessions or pay-as-you-go sessions, which are more like infrequent compared to the 6 month process. As I said already, this is really good for those whose case isn't too complex. So complex cases need ongoing case management. And if your case is complex, you're a better fit for the 6 months. It's also a good fit for those people who can only really take very small steps at a time. So they rather will work through a few steps in their own time without pressure and then book into review. And they know they won't need a lot of hand-holding and emotional support from me while they do that. It can also be good for those people who've actually done a lot of work on themselves. Maybe they've worked with another practitioner and they're just looking for a second set of eyes on their case. Just maybe the next few tweaks or adjustments to get them a little bit further along in their journey. And it's also sometimes what I advise to people who are unsure about if I'm the right person for them and they're not too sure about a long commitment. Then I might say, hey, well, why don't you just start with the roadmap? You can see my take on your case. This will allow me time to really look at your case in the detail that I need to so that I can advise what we might do. We can do this initial intake process. You can see what I have to say, and then you can decide if it's going to be a long-term relationship or not. So that's how the roadmap works. And probably also worth mentioning here is, I should have said this when we were talking about the six-month process, as you come to the end of that six-month process, if you need more ongoing support, you can then do pay-as-you-go sessions, or you can we can create a new package which is specific to you and your needs, by which point in time have a good sense of what you might need longer term. And you'll also have a good sense of what you need longer term. So that kind of overlaps with the next step of the roadmap, is once we complete something, we can decide what other support or ongoing support may be required. And in some cases, it is maybe directing you to a different practitioner or other healing modalities that could potentially be more useful, depending on where you are in your case. So the roadmap is valued at £800 plus VAT. So it works out to £960. And that covers that entire intake process. So as I said, it's two consultations. There's the preparatory work before the consultation, and there's the time to write your report, and there's allocate a whole day to doing all of that. And then if you do want to upgrade, we'll just charge you the difference. So it would be 3,000 minus the 800, so 2,200 plus the VAT. And there's payment plans for everything. So you can pay for the roadmap in two installments. You can pay for the six-month package in six installments. And we'll set that all up for you, so it's all automated and you don't have to worry about it. So those are the options where you get to work with me intimately one-on-one. I then have a very affordable option for people who don't necessarily have the finances to work with someone like myself. And that is the membership, which is the Nurturing Resilience membership. The Nurturing Resilience membership started out as just a nervous system course. I initially used to run a nervous system course, which was an open and closed cohort. So what that means is that we would have a whole bunch of people sign up. There would be however many in a group, and we would work together across 12 weeks as a set group to complete the course. And I really loved that way of working. I think the intimacy, everybody working through things together with a set structure, and the just all sort of being in the same place at the same time and being instructed through the process, I think that's really, really valuable. The challenge for me was trying to get everybody to be ready at the same time to start on the dates that I had set for the course. And it was just too much stress on my nervous system, doing all the promoting, trying to get people across the line to commit to the course, having people drop out last minute, you know, all the stress of running a business. I just decided that that wasn't for me. So I changed the model of the membership initially so that that nervous system course was just a self-study course that you could subscribe to on a membership basis, so paying £39 per month plus VAT. And then every month we would have a group call. So you weren't completely out of support, but you had touch points where you can talk with me and discuss what's going on for you. These are group calls where you actually get to talk with me. It's not that you just submit a question in writing and I answer it as a monologue. It's a two-way conversation. Other people who are also on the call sometimes chime in with things that have worked for them. And it's just a really, really lovely community feel. And I love those calls. There's just a sense of connection and sharing, and everything is so great. So the membership started out as a nervous system only course, but I really wanted to serve the community at a higher level because people are just so lost. And I see so many people doing all sorts of things that they really don't need to be doing, spending loads of money, just really, really lost directionless in their journey, and I wanted to create something that was structured. So I added to this membership what I call the Foundational Five. The Foundational Five are the five things that I think are the most important if you're recovering from an energy-limiting condition. People who experience chronic illness often have an unstable physiology. They have an unstable nervous system. They have unstable physiological processes. And the two are feeding into each other to continue to destabilize the system, which means they have low resilience. They're very sensitive. Small things knock them off kilter. So the first thing we want to do when we're looking at recovering from an energy-limiting condition is stabilize the system. And the Foundational Five are the five things that I think are the most important when we're looking at physiological and nervous system stability. The first is obviously the nervous system. Then we have blood sugar. Then we have pacing. Then we have sleep. And then we have managing inflammation in the body. And the Nurturing Resilience membership has a course on each of these components, so you can work through them at your own pace, one at a time. There are also additional deep dives into other components such as digestive health, detoxification and drainage. There's a course on oxygenation, and there's also a platform where you can access yin yoga videos and breathwork tools. That's in addition to all the somatic tools you'll get from the nervous system course. So this is something that is really such a great resource for people with chronic illness to go to when they don't know what to do in their recovery. Because my guidance is, well, pick one of these five, focus on one thing at a time, and then layer in approach after approach after approach based on the courses available. And don't get distracted by all the little shiny objects pulling you in different directions. Stick with one thing consistently. So I added all of these things to the membership platform at no extra cost. The price is still exactly what it was when I launched it over a year ago, which is £39 plus VAT. And this is just a really accessible place for people to get good quality information, and then also have someone they can go to ask questions. Since I added the extra courses, we've added a second group call. So there are two group calls each month. And as the membership grows, my intention will be to add more group calls and also have different times of the day where we have the calls. Currently, they're usually Thursdays at 4 p.m. UK time. Which isn't always accessible to everyone. But the long-term goal, as the membership becomes more prolific, will be to have times which serve other time zones. I never wanted to get to the point where the calls are so busy and people don't have that felt sense of support. That's really important to me, because it's one of the reasons why I created the course in the first place. So this option is ideal if you're on a budget and you don't have the money to invest in working one-on-one with someone like myself, but you still want access to the same tools that my clients have access to. And it's also really great for those people who have to work very slowly, because you can just work at your own pace. There's no pressure to do anything in any amount of time. As long as you're happy to keep on paying your membership fees, you can stay as long as you like. And of course, if you hate it, you can cancel anytime. So it's also low risk when you've probably invested in so many different things as you've been navigating your journey. The idea of spending a lot of money on something that's not the right thing for you is probably very, very daunting. So with this low entry point, you can join, you can sign up, you can get a feel for the content and the information, and then that will hopefully then you can decide if it's something you want to stick with long term. So those are all the offers. Just to recap, there's the one-on-one 6-month process. There is the roadmap, which is the same intake process as the 6 month package. But then after that, we need to find another way for you to move forward. And then there is the really, really low investment, affordable Nurturing Resilience membership, which has all the content on a membership site. And then we have the monthly, we have group calls twice a month. So those are all the different options for working with me. If this is something that you're really interested in, the next steps for you, if you're interested in the membership, you can literally go to my website, annamarsh.co.uk, and you can sign up. You can sign up and you can get started straight away. It really is that easy. If you're interested in doing the roadmap, again, that's one that you can literally just buy on my website and book yourself in. I usually do consultations on a Monday for initials and roadmaps. So provided there's a Monday available, you can sign up. If you're in a different time zone, if Mondays aren't right for you, then maybe shoot me a message and we can see if we can outfit you in some other way. And then if you want to do the longer package, then you can just fill out the application on my website and book a call for us to, and just, it's an informal chat, really just for me to learn more about you, you to meet me, and then we can decide on a way forward for you. So those are all the different options. I hope you have enjoyed having me review them today. I've probably still not answered all the questions that people might have, but hopefully that's really gone a long way to explain the process and get you more clear on what your options are. So I will be back in a couple of weeks with our next episode. And until then, take care.